This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A huge explosion struck a mosque in Kabul during evening prayers Wednesday, witnesses and police said, with many feared dead or injured. Police said there were multiple casualties but did not say how many. One Taliban intelligence official told Reuters that as many as 35 people may have been wounded or killed. That official, speaking on condition of anonymity, also said the imam of the mosque was among those killed. A spate of fires and explosions has turned Russian-annexed Crimea from a secure base for the further invasion of Ukraine into the latest flashpoint. It highlights Moscow's challenges ahead in a war that is nearing the half-year mark. As life Russian-occupied town of Kherson proves to be increasingly restrictive, more and more residents are fleeing to other parts of Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Kherson was the first city to fall after Russia's February invasion of Ukraine. At first, many residents took to the streets to protest the occupation, shouting, "Kherson is Ukraine." Kherson resident Vladimir Zhdanov said the resistance was strong until the Russians started to crack down on them. Then people started leaving. Activists who were somewhere in the city center, they went to protest for quite a long time. My friends went out every day until April. There were fewer and fewer of them. Then the Russians dispersed them and fired both noise and gas projectiles. Zhdanov said the change in his town forced him to flee to Kyiv. You lived your life, built some relationships, in one moment everything is turned upside down. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. So for us, it's like being under a hood, and it's very painful. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on any of the stories that we are reporting, visit us at voanews.com, or you can download our app. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's fiercest Republican adversary in Congress has lost the GOP primary in her state. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney has lost to Harriet Hageman, a rival backed by the former president. Cheney says she could have easily won had she gone along with Trump's lie about the 2020 election.
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect. And I well understood the potential political consequences of abiding by my duty.
Cheney says her work is far from over, and she's been looking ahead to a political future that could include a 2024 presidential run. I'm Donna Warder.
Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence says Republicans should not be lashing out at the FBI.
Our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local level. And these attacks on the FBI must stop. Calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police.
Court papers released Friday showed the FBI recovered documents labeled top secret from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, which had led to attacks on the agency across the country. Pence made his remarks at an event in the U.S. state of New Hampshire. Climate scientists are warning of dire consequences for the Mediterranean Sea's marine life as it burns up in a series of severe heat waves. Scientists say they are witnessing exceptional temperature hikes, ranging well above the norm for this time of year. They say marine heat waves are longer and more frequent and more intense because of human-induced climate change. This as U.S. President Joe Biden signed Democrats' landmark climate change and health care bill into law Tuesday. This delivers what he has called the final piece of his pared-down domestic agenda, as he aims to boost his party's standing with voters less than 3 months before November's midterm elections. Planned Parenthood plans to spend a record $50 million during those midterms. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The nation's leading reproductive health care provider and abortion rights advocacy organization is pouring money into contests where access to abortion will be on the ballot. The effort comes months after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the landmark case that created a constitutional right to have an abortion. It also breaks the group's previous $45 million spending record set in 2020. I'm Julie Walker.
Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.